Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Front page of the Irish Times tells us about a new road safety measure by Gardaí. They're going to have an undercover truck going around the roads. An undercover heavy goods vehicle cab operated by Roads Police in Gardaí is to be deployed on Irish roads in the coming weeks. The reason for it, they're going to try and catch distracted drivers. It's known as a super cab, and it's one of several initiatives being rolled out by Gardaí to try and lower the rate of road fatalities. And under the initiative, basically Gardaí from the Roads Policing Unit will operate an unmarked truck of the type used to pull heavy goods vehicles. And because you're high up, Gardaí will be able to see if motorists are using their mobile phone while driving, if they don't have their seatbelt on, or if there's some other reason that they may be distracted while driving. They'll also be able to see into the cabs of other trucks, which at the moment Gardaí and patrol cars can't do. And then any suspected offences will be filmed by the Garda operators as well. Gardaí believe many people are using their mobiles, holding them in their lap so as to avoid being spotted. It's basically they're driving and using their phone on their crotch, really. And you can see it. I see it on the N7 where cars weave in and out over lanes. And definitely they're verging in and out because they're probably on their mobile phone. So this will be interesting to see. Maybe we need more trucks on the roads to patrol drivers. The Irish Daily Mail, record high of migrants running in the election. A record number of immigrants are running for election. It's nearly double the number on the ballot in 2019. The Immigrant Council of Ireland has identified more than 100 candidates of migrant backgrounds running in the upcoming local elections. We had 56 in the 2019 elections, and now we've over 100. So a big increase in the number of diverse candidates looking for your vote. And obviously at a time when migration is such a hot topic, apparently on the doorsteps, a lot of people are mentioning it, and certainly on the airwaves, migration being mentioned an awful lot. Irish Independent on the front page, children held in care for twice as long as legal limit, children are being detained in special care units for 2 years, which is 2.5 times the legal limit because of a lack of appropriate accommodation. This is a new report from the Children's Ombudsman, which found among nearly 1,800 complaints received last year, there was the case of a 14-year-old intellectually disabled boy with complex needs who was restrained in a wetsuit by his school. Read more about that in the Irish Independent. Irish Daily Mirror, we want justice for Sean. Micheál Martin met Lebanon's foreign minister, telling him we want justice for Sean Rooney. Micheál Martin holding talks with the foreign minister yesterday in Beirut as part of a visit to Irish UN peacekeepers. Micheál Martin not alone in being concerned at the slow pace of the investigation and the case against 5 men accused of Private Rooney's murder back in December 2022. The Irish Sun has photographs of robots on its front page. You will be terminated is the headline. And this is a warning from Finance Minister Michael McGrath, who says 1 in 3 workers' jobs are at risk from AI. Workers face being terminated as AI will take their jobs. Michael McGrath said 1 in 3 positions are at risk, admitting some roles will disappear. The Irish Daily Star, blinded by the light, fallout from the Bruce Springsteen concert on Sunday night. Concert bosses apologising after 10,000 Bruce Springsteen fans missed the start of his Croke Park show, as blinding sun meant their tickets wouldn't scan properly. This is a classic Irish problem. We're not used to the sun in Ireland, so the ticket wouldn't scan, and that's why people missed out on some of the songs. I know of people who could hear about 7 songs before they got into Croke Park itself. So the sun is to blame for it. Inside the papers, the Irish Times, if you're in Drogheda, you'll be interested in this. The coalition is going to seek planning permission to extend the Dart further north as far as Drogheda. This will all crop up at Cabinet today. Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan will brief his colleagues on plans to extend the electrified line and with it Dart services by another 37 kilometres. So the Dart ends at Malahide. They're talking now about going an extra 37 kilometres all the way to Drogheda. Dart services would also be extended to commuter stations under Dart Plus Coastal North, so commuter stations like Donabate, Balbriggan and Skerries. And they reckon that it'll double passenger numbers between Malahide and Drogheda. so from about 4,400 people to 8,800 people. Inside the Star newspaper, the Irish have fallen out of love with going to the cinema, it would seem. I'd say it's about a year and a half since I was at the cinema. I can't even remember what I watched. But cinema admissions in Ireland have still not returned to pre-pandemic levels. Now, there was a time that Irish people were Europe's most avid moviegoers, but that's not the case anymore. There were 2.3 cinema admissions per capita in Ireland last year, but that was 3.3 in 2018. And at that time, it was more than any other nationality in Europe, about twice the EU average. No longer the case. Obviously, during the pandemic, restrictions hit the cinema industry hard and they haven't really recovered there. These are new figures which come out. And really what they're saying is that movie theatres here remained closed for longer than most of the European counterparts, and cinema goers have been slow to return to the big screen once lockdown ended. Sarah Jessica Parker is in the papers today, and she has a terrible cross to bear because she can't put on weight. So Sarah Jessica Parker has said she hates being thin and finds it difficult to put weight on. What's so amazing about this, so many women love her style, love her look, and I would say are quite jealous of Sarah Jessica Parker, but everyone has their own issues with their body image, and she says that she hates being thin. She said a lot of people have their kind of cross to bear. I don't like being thin. If you met my siblings, it's the same genetic makeup, and I don't particularly think or celebrate being thin. I would prefer to have weight, but that's just the way my body works. Elsewhere in the Indo, you may have heard about this tourist tax in Venice. I think you pay a fiver to go in for the day. That's if you're not staying in Venice. Well, it's not working. The efforts to reduce the number of day trippers by introducing the fee in Venice has resoundingly failed. Critics say not only has the number of tourists not dropped since the fee was introduced, it's actually increased. Some more people are going to Venice now than they were before the fee was introduced, and the whole idea was to reduce tourist numbers. They look at Sunday as an example, where they had 70,000 visitors compared with 65,000 on the same day in the same period last year. So the measure has resoundingly failed, according to local campaigners. And finally, talking about tea on News Talk Breakfast this morning and why the Irish have such a love affair with it. Today is International Tea Day, and the Irish Daily Mirror says tea lovers around Ireland will make their favourite cuppa. Thousands of them have revealed just how they take it. So there's a big survey out today, and some 3,000 tea-loving Irish people have detailed their brew times, milkiness levels and sugar preferences. So the survey shows that tea drinkers in Ireland sip on an average of 3 cups of tea a day. I average, I'd say about 6, but that's when you're up early in the morning. Other people would probably stop drinking tea early afternoon. They also rate their ideal cuppa as level 2 on the milkiness scale. So you've a scale of milk, apparently 1 to 5, and we like it number 2, it would seem. So I think that'd be weak enough. And the tea bag gets an average brewing time of 75 seconds. Now, experts say you're supposed to leave the tea bag alone in the cup for about 2 minutes. But in Ireland, we average at about 75 seconds. And people prefer real sugar to sweeteners. Apparently, sweeteners are a no-go for 89% of those surveyed here in Ireland. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.